What's up, y'all? This is your man Sam from Just Talk with Sam Show. Look, I gotta be honest, man. We had some server problems early in this week. This is a late boy. Sorry. But before we get into the free funny, I just want to say thanks, y'all, once again for donating to the, you know, to the podcast. Y'all been hitting that link at samshownation.com. For those who haven't, there's a donate link on my website, samshownation.com. And you guys are helping out with your donations. You guys are buying mics. You guys are putting down server costs. I know. Even though the server had a problem, you guys, you know, that's not our problem. That's our techs are working on. You guys essentially are paying for that too. So thank y'all. For those who haven't donated yet, please reach into your hearts this holiday season. Dip it to your pockets. You can put anything from, by clicking the link, you can put anything from a dollar to $4.5 billion if you just got it laying around the house. So, thank y'all for that. And let's get into the business of the podcast. Before we get into the free funny and tell y'all what it's about, I want to say this podcast is sponsored by the good folks at Mangrate. It's the Mangrate UX. Mangrate is the ultimate grilling system. Hey, come on, man. It's Christmas time. Y'all going to be cooking. We got some bowl games coming. Y'all going to be tailgating. Mangrate is the ultimate grilling system for whatever you're cooking, your fish, chicken, steak. I'm a steak guy. Vegetables, whatever you're grilling. It's a system you put on top of your grill. Instead of the little hibachi grills, you use your real cast iron steel that is the Mangrate. Use that radiant heat, and it honestly makes your food taste a little bit better. It is what it is. And for my patriots out there, it's 120% made in America. Made in America. Mangrate is running a special for the holiday season, 50% off. And you can get that special along with the $19.99 Sam Show special. Go to samshownation.com. Click the link. This is something you probably end up paying $60, $70 for. Not if you're part of the Sam Show Nation. Click the link at samshownation.com. Under current promotion, it says Mangrate. You get $19.99 plus shipping and handling. $19.90 and then 50% off. So go ahead, stock up on your Mangrates because we all going to be growing in a few months. Next sponsor we have is the good folks at Hotels.com. Hotels.com has, 3.5 million locations in 60 countries. What? You can get a hotel anywhere. Hey, holiday season, you're going to be traveling over, man, with over, like, your 3.5 million hotel reviews, over 150 hotels in more than 60 countries, you guys can find the best deal at the right locations. And holiday season, you may use it to get with family. You may use it to get away from family. It is what it is. I'm not judging. My cheaters out there, hey, if you're cheating, I don't approve of it, but click the link at samshownation.com. Save yourself a deal. You're going to get some trouble later, but save yourself some money right now. So go ahead. Whatever you got to do to find a hotel, because hotels and flights are limited because we're getting closer and closer to Christmas. So when you get to it, man, click the link at samshownation.com. And lastly, we wouldn't be nothing without these sponsors. It's the good folks at Amazon. Amazon is the holiday season. Whatever holiday you represent, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, something else, you're going to be shopping. You're going on Amazon anyway. It's the big granddaddy of them all. Just go to samshownation.com, click the Amazon link, and shop as you normally would. It ain't going to cost you more. We get a small cut, I'm not going to lie to you, for doing that, but it helps bring money back into the podcast. And if you own Amazon, if I had to make a recommendation, is check out our boy who's on the podcast today, Mr. Name Tag. Get a couple of his albums. Name Tag invited us on this episode. Name Tag invited us to hang with him at his, I guess this is essentially his coming out party. This is him right after the release of, right off the heels of release at Quarter Water 2. His free EP you can get from his website, it's nametag.com. And you can hit him up on Twitter at nametag at Twitter. And we kick it with our man Nametag with a live podcast. Well, due to server problems, it's not necessarily live for y'all, but it's live to tape. And you can act like he was there. And we had a special guest drop by, is producer Black Beethoven. He has had his hand on many projects, and he's not shy about talking about it, and he talks about it in this episode, along with Name Tag. And if you listen, we catch Name Tag before and after his performance, so you get a little taste. Well, I'm gonna shut up for right now. We finna dive into the free funny. I will talk to y'all in about a, I don't know, minute and 30 seconds. This is Just Talking Sam Podcast, y'all. Just Talking Sam Podcast. Just put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be a pop.
I don't know this till like right now. Seriously.
Subscribe, rate, review on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all just listen, we never write this out.
All right, man, this is all right. Got a podcast going in a club.
Pretty much
my ass. When the last time you seen a club with a podcast section? We've talked with Name Tag. He owns
the place. Well, should I tell everybody where we at?
We at the Mars Bar, kicking it.
And in Cleveland.
I said, kicking it. Turn your shit up. Man, dig this. We in our little podcasting media VIP / section, I guess. Okay. We got bottle service. I've already had two shots. The effeminate waiter gave us an option for pizza.
She's feminine because she's a woman.
No, that was a guy.
Sam, she's a woman.
That was a guy.
I know she doesn't have a butt, but she's a woman.
You sure? That was a dude to me.
All right. Okay.
I'm just saying, man.
Let's see where this is going.
What? This
I
is all right.
Where this
hey,
is going.
Look. Big shout to our dude Name Tag who requested us to be here. We are his media outlet.
Yeah, today we are.
Oh my God, that's a good thing. All good things. Like, much love go to him for even looking at us.
Well,
hey, bridge burner, this could be a Starbucks.
Hey, I'm cool with that. They got stuff I can drink.
Well, you got like a pineapple juice from the feminine he, she, maybe waiter.
Well, guess what? That was a good pineapple
juice. Hold on, who the fuck orders pineapple juice?
I do.
Like orange, apple, grape, none of that shit came to your mind.
When I go to the bar, I either get an orange juice and cranberry, or I get a pineapple and orange juice mix.
Super sedity.
But I'm
super
pregnant.
Bougie.
I'm pregnant.
So?
Can I go get a beer?
Yes. Yes, you can. Right now. Get an MGD draft.
What made you drink an MGD today? That's what I want to know.
Because they don't have regular Miller.
Did you ask?
Nope.
How did you assume?
I took the best Miller guy from our feminine waiter, and it was on point.
Sam, she's a woman.
You sure?
She's a woman.
You sure?
Yeah.
show me woman. Show me. I'm looking at her right now. Show me some form of a woman.
She has boobs.
That's a sweater.
Still has boobs under the sweater.
That is not boobs. That's just a big sweater.
Whatever, guy.
I mean, yeah, I admit it's Detroit and it's December. That would makes it a little bit more, you know, woman-esque.
Okay.
But I give you that much. She's woman-esque.
Okay.
So, other than that, what else you got? You're having fun. That's.
I'm having an all right time.
All right. Fun Vacuum Tasha has admitted she's having fun.
Sam, I'm not going to lie and say I'm having the best time of my life. That's not the case.
Okay, we are staying
and I'm
away.
Sorry, podcast world, if we sound a little drunk.
Well,
because we do. Sound drunk.
God
today.
Damn it. You just step on fun. I got to admit, I'm a
I
little
gotta
drunk.
I got to apologize.
That is not an audio problem.
No. I have to apologize to our fans that if we sound drunk, it's for a reason.
Oh, because the audio, we have a slight delay. No, your shit.
So it sounds a little retarded.
Turn your mic down.
I did.
That's your problem then.
You talking slow too.
It's not, well, it's your fault. I sound drunk because I just may be. I've had some stuff.
Sam, stop.
No, you're the one who can't exactly turn your mic down. And you want to listen to yourself. That's your own shit.
No, I don't want to listen to myself. I turn it up so I can hear you.
All right. All good things.
I turned all the way down and I can't hear you.
That's your fault.
It's your fault.
How is that my fault?
How long is this going to go on? I got time to play with you.
See that? That's why we should have left you home.
My pineapple juice.
And meet a feminine waiter. We could have had a good time. And if she is a female, I gotta say, you are fooling everybody.
You are stupid.
Alright, here's what it is. Name tag right now is in the back. Getting his dry sand on, making sure his voice doing whatever it gotta do before you, you know, kick 16 bars.
Whatever that is.
What? That's what he is. Right. We've already talked to him. He's having a good day. He'll be joining us in a second with the magic of the pause button. We're going to come back from this, and we're going to have a special guest. Until then, I'm going to get down on this effeminate waitress.
And leave the waitress alone.
What?
Leave her alone.
We don't know yet.
Sam, okay. All right.
All right. Whatever it is.
All right, we'll be back, y'all.
We'll be back in a few. Well, they'll never know because we hit the pause button, and there we go.
But, yeah, whatever.
All right, here it is. Hit the pause button. We'll be back with a special guest, name tag. Man, but, all right, we back. We got my man, name tag. He getting his shit together right before he go on, you know, his Streisand, getting his inner diva going, you know, right before you perform. What's up, man?
Man, I'm here, man. We at the Mars Bars Live. We are here in Hamtramck, Michigan. You know, it's Detroit either way it go. But I'm about to get up here and do some joints from the For Namesake album. Like I said, early 2013 is coming. Make sure y'all get that Quarter Water 2 free EP download and stream available right now at www.itsnametag.com.
For sure. I don't know if you heard the last podcast. I did a little slight weight review of the album.
Yeah.
All of it good, but that track 8, I don't know what it is about that track 8, but that shit was on fire.
Track 8. You talking about from what album? The name is saying?
Quarter Water.
Oh, from Quarter Water. Oh, man, you talking about the podcast. That's the last joint up. That's what I get for putting out for so much music.
I don't know what it is. That shit hit my heart.
Yeah, man. I had to realistic, you know?
In all seriousness, man, I appreciate that, man. My fans love you. I love you for it, man. Just putting this out there. And in return, people got a pretty cool album and then pay a goddamn thing. That's all right.
Word, exactly. And then it's funny because, like, Quarter Water, the whole concept of that is just basically me taking songs of reaching out, you know, to do features for other artists that reach out to me, whether they were overseas. Like, it's two overseas tracks on there. You got the 495 to the 313 track. My man's DK Drum Master from out Moscow. You know what I'm saying? Then you got the Revelation, the Rap Revelations joint. That's a track that features a cat from the UK.
Yeah.
With me, that's actually gonna be on Dub MD's album called the Requiem. It's actually an EP. But yeah, man, that's how I wanted to keep Quarter Water, just basically showing that I don't just keep it, you know, in a box here in Detroit. It's like I do reach out. I work with other artists overseas, you know what I'm saying, like as well as within Detroit. Crazy track on there is definitely a lot of people showing love on the Tag Man Mo track as well.
And that's kind of the feeling I got. It's more of a sampler, if you will. I mean,
exactly.
You get a taste from every MC on there.
Exactly.
Now, we don't know if there's going to be an official album or where what track is going, but as a compilation, everybody got a little, it's like different styles. Every track is a different style. So, I mean, if you ain't got it by now, get it at itsnametag.com.
Oh, man.
And I appreciate, you know, reaching out to us. Shit, we in the Mars Bar. Before you got here, they just been super nice. Put us up in this little VIP podcasting section. It's weird going to the club with a laptop, but it's whatever.
I'm with it.
So, man, thanks. Well, I know you gotta perform and do that in the next couple minutes, but feel free to kick with
us. I'm chilling for now. You know what I'm saying? I'm chilling. You say you got to play a couple joints, and then it's on me. I'm ready to rock this crowd, man. Everybody, you know, they got their beers. They got their drinks. Show a few people a little buzz around here. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, me.
So I'm ready to get the crowd to interact. Oh, you.
Oh, yeah. I got it in. You know, our nice little waitress came in, and she was very hospitable. And not stingy on that whiskey, baby.
And I like this spot, man. It's a chill spot to me. You know what I'm saying? A little red hookup. It's real, for lack of better words, it's like intimate. I like it. They got the little lounge seats. Then they got the little DJ booth right there. It's like real close in, but it's like it's nice.
It's comfy.
Yeah,
it's like a hidden gem. Like something we don't even know about that shouldn't even be here.
This shit is real chill. I ain't mad at it.
And then I had to go across the street to a Meechie's. I ain't had a Meechie's in years, guy. Years. So, you know, treat the wife to a slice of pizza, act like I care, get some brownie points. You know that, boy. You know that.
Yeah, man, I'm real excited, man. I'm most definitely ready to rock.
Like, I see you getting in your zone.
I'm in my zone. I told you, I woke up in my zone. I woke up ready.
There's like a, you like, you got your Bulls warm-up gear.
I'm good.
You stretching.
You know,
why are you stretching? I don't know why, but this is like
a
little ritual.
It's a marathon, man. You know what I'm saying? Life is a marathon. Performing is a marathon.
I got to be honest. I don't do that much stretching before I get on my bike. Maybe it's different between me and you, but I don't stretch at all.
But it helps with the day. It's like you get a good stretch in, man. That helps throughout your day.
Because, like, I'm looking at you. It's weird. Every time we ever talked on this podcast, it was after the fact.
Exactly.
I ain't never talked to you before a concert, before you go and rip it.
It's about to go down. You about to bear witness.
Like, it's super serious. Like, I'm looking at your demeanor. Like, you came over here, when you sat down, you was happy, smiley.
I'm feeling good, man.
Yeah.
Good.
And now it's like you about to attack a mic.
Yeah. That's how I gotta be about it, man. That's how I gotta approach it. I can't be upset. I can't be angry. I got the natural energy right here. And I'm about to take it to that stage and just show people what I'm about.
Oh, and, you know, it would be remiss if we didn't shout out your people. Granted, you know, I got extra mics if they want to show up. But Beethoven is in the house. Come on, go
exactly.
Show out
most
the people.
Definite. Black Beethoven. We got Sakari in the building.
I didn't get the DJ name. What's my man?
I don't know who's on the deck right now. I know. I thought it was J-Mac. It's supposed to be Sakari and J-Mac on the wheels. My man said he ain't J-Mac. I had to apologize. I'm like, oh, my bad. But I know Sakari is here most definitely. So he gonna hold me down while I do my thing on stage, man. We got a little history as far as performing together, so y'all about to see what that's about too.
Like, I done seen J-Mac before. That is not J-Mac, so I didn't know what to say to him. But he been spinning for 3 straight hours, wow, dog. All good shit. So that's when you not- came to me, when you came in, I was like, I'm chilling. Like, I'm just having a good time out. This is the most professional I have to be tonight. This is it. Indeed. You are seeing it. This is it.
I'm ready to kill it, though, man. I'm about to, I'm going to get with Sakari and see what he's talking about. I know he said he's going to play a couple of the Stereo Boys joints.
Okay.
But we can
okay.
go on and off with this interview, man. You know how it is. We're going to keep it live.
Oh, for sure. Lot of tape. That's what we doing. If you ain't hearing it now, you'll hear it Sunday
exactly.
or whatever, whenever you download this. But, dog, we just been over here. Come on. You've been on the show before. You know how we get down.
Most definite.
This is it. We it's, just talking
we
like
chill.
Me
we
and you.
We just kicking it, shooting the shit. You know what I'm saying?
For sure,
I'm
man.
And I got the beats in the background. I'm good, man. With a mic.
It's a good feeling. So I don't want to mess up your chi or flow.
My
but
chi. Man, that's a good word for my chi.
Your chi. Like you got the fucking Karate Kid shit going on right now. Like I'm looking at you.
I'm in my element, man. It's like I'm on the scene. This is my thing. It's like you rarely catch me on the scene unless. You know, it might be some cats that I want to see performing, or it's me performing. Other than that, man, I'm chill, man. I'm with my fam. I'm with my fiance, Keela. You know what I'm saying? I'm with my daughter, Paris. We chilling. We fam. That's me separate from name tag. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I do day in, day out. I'm with the fam. I'm working. And then other than that, I'm hitting the scene, man. And if I got a show, and then it's really time to put in that work.
I hear you.
And let
because...
it be
your professional showmanship is just an extension of you. Uh-oh, is that you?
I don't know, we're about to see.
Is that you? All right, go ahead, man. We're going to keep it rolling. Name tag finna perform. Oh, my God. He getting his element. He's stretching it out. Look out, doing his thing. This motherfucker broke out shades. I don't know what... I have seen him many times. This nigga never broke out shades. But fuck it. If he got something new, let him do it. I feel you, guy. Show your Hollywood, guy. Show it up. All right, but I hear him calling you right now, and shit, go do your thing. Hey, podcast audience, we've been hit that pause button. Oh, who is that? Don't get shy now. It's a mic right here. Hey, my name tag, do his thing. We got a second special guest, Mr. Black Beethoven. What is up, guy? Just put it on.
Okay. That's what's up.
Black Beethoven, what's up, man? I'm your man, Sam, on the Just Talking with Sam podcast.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, good
yes,
time,
sir.
I'm going to check you out.
Oh, fix your mic. Just a little bit. Just,
okay.
You good?
Right here?
If you can hear me, yeah.
I can hear you.
All right, cool.
Okay.
Black Beethoven has joined us on the podcast. Oh, we live to tape right now.
Oh, okay.
So, you talking to roughly 1 million people on iTunes. No pressure. No pressure at all. Man. What's all right. Good? For, like, in the last podcast, we mentioned you a lot because of Tag.
Okay.
So now we got the man himself right here next to us.
That's what's up.
Are you shy? What, this is the shy coming out?
Well, I don't, you know, I guess.
You don't have to rap. You do not have to rap on this. We kicking it. That's what it is.
I mean, I've been doing this since, probably like 87 or.
Yes, sir.
But I've been playing instruments before that.
Yes, sir.
So, watching Tad come up and, like, pay attention to us in the studio or just in the basement rehearsing.
For sure. Oh, we got into it in the last podcast right. Being where y'all all a musical family. Y'all all, like, y'all family reunion can sell out the palace. I mean, let's get the bullshit. To be real.
I wouldn't say that, but we have fun with it. We have
I feel
fun
you.
With it. Well, I'm our mother and my aunts, my uncles, and all of them. When the barbecue happens, man, they just start singing. That's it, you know. And I'm just trying to carry it on.
I feel you, guy. Now, all right, no pressure whatsoever. We know Tag finna go rip it in a few minutes.
Yes, sir.
What about you? We get a little sneak performance, a little special guest action happening?
Nah,
come on, man. All right.
I just turn on the mic, man. I just turn on the mic.
Okay.
That's all I do is.
Now, we mentioned in the last podcast with Name Tag. You can go to Reverb Nation. You can go to little, I guess, underground sites. You can hear your stuff. Actually, we was talking about Quarter Water a minute ago. You own Quarter Water, too. Well, and one, but we talk about two since it's the new boy.
Right.
And you, I don't want to speak out of school. I ain't got it in front of me. But I believe you on track 3.
I guess so. Tag's in charge of that, and I'm just riding in the back seat enjoying the view.
I like that, man. You keeping it real humble, but your skill is, like, superior.
Thank you.
I mean, as a fan talking to a guy, let's face it, I didn't even think I was going to get your ass on this podcast. There was no way in my mind I thought I was going to get you. I thought you was going to be in your VIP corner chilling.
Nah, I was just over there chilling with Shikari, man. We was talking about the 5Ella project, and we finished up. And just talking about old times. We was in the Fat House, the Hip Hop Shop, you know, Proof, and, you know, just all the cats that was there, man, when we came up. It was hip hop at its realest, if
shit.
I can say that with no disrespect to the cast that's out there now. You know.
To be a fly on the wall of that studio, you would get so much more knowledge or no more. I know it's other stuff that wasn't recorded on there that, you know, it's a lot of knowledge. And let's face it, we talked about it with Tag last episode.
Right.
He was just a person in that environment. And look what it did to him.
Yeah, it gets wild, man. I don't even want to say wild. That's over extreme. That's for the cast that really go in and just be like, I can't stop. It's 6 a.m. I can't stop. We plan it out, and it's we like what we do, and I don't know, man. It's our mom, our father. It just comes. Like I said, my dad listened to all these different albums. Yes, I do know music theory.
Okay.
And I played trumpet for like 8 years. From elementary on up. So it's not like I'm not aware of how music needs to be created or whatever.
For sure.
You know, or what's the foundation to get it going, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I done met a lot of people, man, coming up that weren't famous at the time. Like, Eminem was in my house when Tag was just a little guy, and we didn't know where this was going. We had no idea.
But even in your music, you get little bits and pieces of those elements. You hear jazz. You hear, like, old school rock. You hear that Motown sound.
I like to kind of keep the I don't know what's the word I'm trying to find here. I like to keep it in there, keep the ingredients in there because, I mean, we're from Detroit, right?
For sure.
I mean, when you hear a cat that's from Cali, you're gonna hear the chemistry in it.
I get that.
My thing is basically when you making music, and that's why. Okay, I'm about to say this right now.
Yeah. Put your name on it. Don't be ashamed.
I am not a fan of cut and paste music.
No one is.
And there's a lot of them out there now that now feels like, you know, they cut and they paste that little part in there and they're like, it's fire, it's fire. It's like, wait a minute, come on.
It's manufactured shit that we like. You can't resell my life. Like, I liked it the first time.
Right, right.
So, like, so I get that.
Like, for instance, I was going to, I just did like a real quick piece of Carol of the Bells. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but it's a Christmas song.
It's, okay.
It's pa-pa-da-da, pa-pa-da-da, pa. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. I could have sampled it. I was like, no, let me get my version. Let me play it. So I separated my instruments and got my strings going, piano, layered it with the piano. Then I panned out my trombones and what else I had on there? I think I did the trombone and a baritone and a French horn.
Okay.
And I got them real low. But what I'm saying is, when you making music, expand it. Don't just, put that right
this
there.
Is,
cut that right there, son. And
right,
then
right.
That's it. And it's like,
because mentally, the average person can break apart what was cut and pasted in there. Like, that used to be like a skill for someone in the industry.
Right.
Now, as a fan or a listener, I can actually, that's not yours. That's from Yada Yada Split Track. That's from that. And y'all just made it one thing.
Right.
It's like a cheater album. It's cheating album.
Of those terms, you're right.
Yeah.
Good choice of words. Because nowadays, like a lot of cats, I'm starting to get a lot of cats asking me, yo, can I pay you to do tracks? And I'm thinking like, yeah, but such and such, he's sweet. He's dope. Why don't you holler at him? I'm just a dude that's working and take care of the family and support my brother and my cousins. And they're like, no, but you don't understand. The stuff I heard is you. Not something, like you say, grab that's already been manufactured. And they just kind of do what they do with it.
I look at it like a form of hip-hop karaoke. I mean, real talk. That's what it is.
Yeah.
If I said the exact same thing you said on the same track with the same people listening, I'm just doing you.
Right, right.
It's not real at all.
Yeah.
It's a tribute song. It's not even it's a tribute song.
Yeah. Good choice of words.
Sure.
Good choice of words. Okay. But it's I don't like making anybody feel like they should make it, like if they can cut and paste, that's fine. But it's not, you're cheating yourself.
Yeah.
Your mind, I mean, think about it. It's a known fact that we only use 10% of our brain.
Okay.
So, I mean, if you're able to take time out and cut and paste that, what else could you do?
Well, it's like this. I understand most artists like to grow with their music. No two albums from the same person sound the same. And if it does, it's a problem.
Right. You got to go back and say, where did I go wrong? Let me see. My thing is, my advice to anybody that's making music or writing lyrics and such, Well, yeah, if anybody, you know, anybody writing lyrics and even poetry, I say the best thing to do is always challenge yourself.
I feel you.
Always challenge yourself. Don't, if you did something last year one way, next year, look back on that and say, okay, how can I do this differently with more of an impact? You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. As a person who don't rap, I'm barely a journalist. Barely. I make
barely. Man,
like,
stop.
I am not Frankie Darcel. I still got my job. I'm barely a journalist.
Man.
But even in my own things, I fight myself. Try to keep it interesting.
Right.
Try to keep it moving for right. somebody. Because every time somebody come on this podcast, it's their first time hearing me.
Not mine.
Well, not you. But every week, I know there's a new person every week.
I got you.
And you want to grow with them people. That's right. what it is.
Right. Right.
So
right.
when it comes down to music, as a person, like if I tell a joke, I'm done. I can't say that joke again.
Right, right, right.
With a musician, you guys can live off a song for years because of the strength of that song.
Yeah.
So you want to do something different every time so people can have more things to groove to.
I could tell you this, Sam. My with the way music is going now, it is very commercial, but at the same time, I think it's going to go back to where the instrumentality becomes a big play in the music. I mean, even if it's just hip hop, pop, or whatever,
okay.
the instruments are going to play a bigger part. Because now, like everybody, you know, it's everybody trying to get it to have that movie sound, that big
yes,
sound.
Yes, sir.
So I would not be shocked in the next 5 years that you got more of an orchestra or whatever backing you up instead of chop, chop, cut, paste, whatever.
I say sooner than that. Think about it. We live in the iPod generation.
Yeah.
I can sit down and make sure every one of my iPods sound exactly the way I want them to sound.
Right.
People ain't living by the albums. They living by the track.
Yeah, that's...
So, if I can pick and choose what track from what artist at any given time, you stuck. I won't even give you a chance if your album ain't hard. Like, if I don't like what I like in two tracks, you done.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you say five. I say in 2 years.
Two. Okay. Okay.
I mean, that's real. If I sit down, like, even I'm a victim of it. If I don't sound like other people that my people like, I may fail. I've seen it on iTunes. Unsubscribe. I'm not saying y'all do that shit. I'm not saying y'all do that. Subscribe, rate, review, motherfuckers.
Right, right, right.
5 stars, goddamn. But I've seen it. I read the emails. Hey, motherfucker, you don't sound like Adam Carolla. That's it. I'm done.
Right.
I lost one guy. Man. That's fucked up.
Man. It's the game. The game is going to get even better. It's going to get even more.
It's super selective now.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, I think that the industry is still transforming right now. And you know how the labels are. The labels is only
whatever sells. That's all they care about.
Right, they're curtailing it to what sells, but the thing is that can only last so long.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Because
the fad gonna change.
Right. And the audience have this attitude where they're like, okay, I saw that movie. And then I saw this other movie that's similar like it. So we almost kind of know what's going to happen.
For sure.
I don't want to see a movie like that again. Mm-hmm. That's how the fans are getting with hip-hop music in general. They want something that's going to take their mind and stretch it.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? And that's just what I think. That's my perspective on it.
No, you're right. 100%. That goes back to what I was saying. People are more selective.
Right.
If I can zone in to not even albums, not even artists, selected tracks I like.
Right. Right.
I can have a generation where I just live through those tracks. Fuck your album, your track, guy.
Yeah.
And if you ain't hitting them on some level, that's it.
Yeah.
And it's not like back in the old days where you buy an album, 17.
But see, not to cut you off, but remember, the album sold, from a marketing perspective, the album sold because of... how did it look?
Okay.
Remember, it caught my eye. When I'm walking, I've heard the singles, but now I see the cover. Back in the day, especially when I was little, it was like, man, the cover was so dope. You like, that's got to be on my wall.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm with that. As a guy, I have Busta Rhymes, the coming album art.
With that crazy
on the
face.
Wall. For sure, man.
Yeah. Yeah,
for sure. Crazy face. Every morning, I will look up Busta Rhymes. Yeah. It's right there.
Yeah. Salute to Busta, man. That's a real dude. That
was my shit. Still is. Who am I kidding? Still is. If you said, look what my eyes can see right now, I with it.
Man, I wish. Well, I ain't gonna wish it, cause it's gonna happen sooner or later. But people gonna start being more aware of how our family is embedded in this. Like, we got a cousin, Chris Scholler, who works, I mean, from Janet Jackson to Q-Tip is main dude, but Chris Scholler did so much work, it's unbelievable, man. But he's on the humble about it. Then we got Kevin Scholler, who worked with, I think he did work with Kevin Saunders, but mostly I seen it with Carl Craig. Carl Craig, they do a lot of work together, but those dudes I just mentioned, we were all in the jazz band together.
Okay, okay.
Before Tag, you know, picked up a mic. And so we all had instruments, man. You know, before we started picking up the electronic stuff.
Oh, I feel you.
Know.
That's Danny on the bassoon. He coming out with his album next week. Danny on the bassoon. I feel you. Jazz band. What's up, y'all? Play that French horn, motherfucker. Play that French horn.
but you know what? Don't be surprised, man, because I'm telling you, instrumentation is going to be... it's going to have a bigger effect coming soon. Kids are going to start realizing that their instrument that they're playing can have a great effect in the music that's being played on the radio. Like, people, like a lot of people don't understand, Jay Dillon was using live instruments. People don't realize this dude was using real live instruments.
Yes.
And they like, you know, well, they just want to get an MP and sample. And it's like, this dude was having instruments, man.
All right. There are some, and I say some because it's not a lot, mainstream people who use real bands. Believe it or not, on a few cuts, Kanye do.
Right.
Jay-Z do.
Right.
I don't even got to say the Roots.
Roots, right.
They don't even. The entire band is instruments.
Right.
So Roots, I understand the importance of an instrument.
Right.
Because you hitting people on different levels.
Right.
I've seen the Roots in concert about 5 times. Never the same show.
Wow.
Because you can't record it. It's just your instrument right then and there.
I'm telling you, that I don't know, man. Just people with instruments on stage, it's just a bigger, it has a bigger effect. It it tends to snatch you into the stage.
Because it's old school. Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Earth, Wind, and Fire. 80 motherfuckers on stage.
Cooling
80.
Commodores. You know, they all had these bands.
Yes.
Just, you know,
it just soup you in. If you don't care about the lyrics, you can appreciate the band. God damn.
Right.
Earth, Wind, and Fire has 70 motherfuckers on stage.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. Yeah. Verdell White.
That live performance, man, is what made them money. That's what made them money.
For sure. If you tour more, that's where you're going to get your money. You can't live and dive off a studio. Like, yeah. Verdell White from Earth, Wind, and Fire. All his shit, like, his money came from touring.
Yeah.
I guarantee goddamn you gonna see Verdell White at the Palace or some shit New Year's Eve. He used to do that shit at the Masonic Temple downtown Detroit. I can throw a rock and hit Verdell White December 31st. Goddamn, he gonna beat it. Them in the Gap Band doing it 5 years in a row. That's how he get down.
Man, I've been inspired by watching live bands coming up. I mean, Roy Ayers, Boosie Collins, watching these people, man. It's
Roy Ayers, Sunshine.
Yeah. There you go.
For sure.
There you go. So it's
ain't like, no words in that fucking song.
And that's it. And it's just xylophones and rocking that. It's just, those are the things, man.
Shit, I listen to Summer Madness on the way here.
Yeah, you can't duplicate it. It ain't gonna never be duplicated. You know, people gotta start getting back to being original. And stop worrying about these. I might get, who knows, the record labels might kill me for this, but stop trying to make these record labels do what they want you to do to sell an album, because they're telling everybody what makes an album sell, when actually the audience determine what makes the album sell. Because put it this way, if the whole album made you feel like you was a part of their project,
yeah,
you know what I mean? It's a viable product. Now you're like, I want that. I want to keep. It's all about the feeling.
Yeah.
People are paying for the feeling. I want to feel like that again. I went to their concert. I want to feel like that again. Where the album? Where can I get the album? You buy the album. Record labels will do constant repeated plays and expect everybody to be programmed into just saying, okay, I'm going to buy it because I heard it 1,000 times.
Well, you can't do homework on a feeling. I mean, like, what a record label do,
that's as real as they get.
They listen to what is hot. They do, there's charts and graphs based on how you sell.
Right.
What is okay, but you can't do that shit off of feeling. Like, Tag is performing as we speak right now.
Right.
Some, my ass. Everybody is feeling his ass.
Right.
I'm kind of like zoning out, looking over there at my shoulder.
He's a true MC, man. He's a wordsmith.
It's just,
I'm sorry.
No, you're right. You can't argue a feeling. I can't break down how you're going to feel tomorrow based off what you do today. That's just what it is.
Right. I hope it, like I say, I hope it has this metamorphosis where it changes back to a person that's actually making record sales, because it makes everybody feel good. Like, imagine, I mean, like a Chaka Khan and Rufus and Chaka Khan and them.
You ain't bullshit. Why you? Hey, I ain't gonna bullshit you right here. I got a Chaka Khan story and I got a Millie Jackson story. Why you want it? Millie Jackson is the reason I'm here right now.
Word.
It was a bad thing, but kind of a blessing in disguise, because I get a chance to kick it with you earlier today.
Thank you.
Millie Jackson canceled her interview on this show today because she had plane trouble.
Thank you, Millie.
Like, a fucking legend was going to be on the show, but she had plane trouble, and she's not going to be here tomorrow, and it was just a scheduling nightmare. And then, well, I'm here now. That's what you can check. You can check his text messages. I shot him a text.
Right.
I was like, my shit just opened wide because no Millie.
Wow.
And Chaka, well, my Chaka story is simple. I fucked up. Chaka was here on a Thursday.
She was here, right. She
yes.
Was here.
She was here today, Friday. I didn't answer that shit in time. I just said, I'm sorry. And, you know, it's just what it is. It's, I mean,
good, man.
I mean, Chaka was like, ain't nobody. Goddamn. I mean, that's the only thing she can say to me.
It's all good, man.
It's all good. But
this is just a scratch of the surface, and
we had to reschedule. That's what it was. I'm glad we can reschedule because had I been fucking around with Millie, I'm no disrespect or nothing, but I wouldn't be sitting next to you,
man. Whatever, dude.
I get some answers of bullshit. Like, we had the interview with Tag in July.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I got questions for you that I got answers.
Late listening to that one, man. I was like, wow.
He put it on the album.
Wow.
Like, the Quarter Water album, I'm track 8. I was joking with him a minute ago. I'm like, I don't know about Quarter Water, but track 8 really hit my heart, guy. Really hit my heart. That's my shit.
Yeah, they, you know, him and, you know what, him and Nameless, man, when they got together, wow. I just sat back. I'm like, what do you want me to mix?
Yeah, you got a pretty easy job. Let's cut the bullshit. You like there's a couple of tracks that got leaked on a Nameless album.
Okay.
To me, I can say. But yeah, you got a pretty easy gig, dog. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Thanks,
dude,
man.
Don't try to trace a mine. Just hit that button, hit the record button, and look away.
Yeah, but Tag, you know, like I say, I built that studio because we had nowhere to go. When I was coming up, when I was his age, I can't say when I was his age, but even younger, I had nowhere to go. We had to pay for the studio time, and not that I don't want to pay studios for studio time because they got to make their bread. But I didn't have that kind of bread.
Oh, well, you know? Yeah.
So my thing was I had the skills to build stuff. So I'm like, let's do this. And I told Tag, I said, man, this is where you come to record. This is for you. You don't have to go nowhere else. I'm done rapping. I spit a few bars every now and then, but that's, I have fun. That's it. That's what I do to have fun. But at the same time, he gets to come in there. His cousin, I get to come in and record. If Milk ever need to come in Detroit and record, whatever, which I doubt it. But, and I mean that because Milk done pay so many dues, man, he can probably walk in any studio and get it done. You know, here he is. Mike. You probably want to get him.
Yeah, there he is. No, we got a third mic. No, don't take your shit off.
Don't.
No, we got a third mic. Can we get third mic? It's in the back. No, I want to talk to both of y'all together. This is good shit. You hit us with some knowledge.
That's crazy, man, that you are interviewing me. And I remember, and I don't want to embarrass him, but I mean, I remember changing this dude's diapers, man. So I'm telling my age, y'all. I'm telling my age.
No, tell it. Put your name on it.
I'm telling my age, man. But But people need to understand, there is no age on hip hop, as long as you grinding and making it you. You know, you doing what you actually, you know, who you actually are. You enjoy what you do and you make it you. Don't try to make it be something else. You know,
three-way interview.
Yeah, that, yeah. Let me.
Oh, you win, guy.
It's one three-way interview.
Yeah.
Yeah. He.
Oh, we got tagged back after great performance.
Yeah,
hey.
Yeah.
I saw you over there. We was gigging it. Me and Beethoven was gigging
time
it.
Out,
but
time out.
Yeah.
You know they playing right now. I don't know if the people will be able to hear it. Right now they playing OJ off of Thug Motivation 103. It's my shit, man. For real. I perform what I perform. I write what I write, and I do what I do. But Jeezy is that dude. I'ma just put it on that note and keep it moving.
But shit, you did your thing up there, man. Me and Beethoven, we went all across the map when we talk about music and shit. But goddamn, we did look over our shoulder. See you rocking the shades. He got his Hollywood going on for a second.
I got
all of that stretching has paid off.
Tags on deck from here on out. Custom made name tag joints. I tagged them personally for the people that came out, you know, to see the performance.
Man, all of that stretching paid off. That's all I can say. Because you was in your zone.
Most definitely.
Appreciate it, man. Dog, you tore it up. Me and Beethoven pretty much broke down 1990s and 80s hip hop, but you know, fuck it. We broke this shit down. We on Furious 5, ain't we?
Yeah.
We talking about Furious. You caught us right at the edge of Earth, Wind, and Fire and shit.
Right.
God damn.
Yeah, we was Rufus, Chaka Khan, and.
Boy, yeah, man. Cool. Don't worry about it. Just download the shit Sunday. You will hear the whole thing.
I can't wait, man. I'm ready to hear this.
Nah, man. I'm just talking about music and just realizing that the changes that it made had I don't want to say a positive effect, but what. I mean, like, okay, remember, like, Chaka Khan and all of them, when they did performances, it was always that feel-good, people barbecue to these people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know how many people barbecue to what's being played now, but you can't help it. It's a habit.
Yeah.
That's that music that reaches the soul. When it's on stage, you're like, damn. I hope I can take this home in a bag, you know?
All right. I said this earlier. Just suggestion. Next time y'all have a family reunion, can y'all do that shit at the music hall? You know, sell some tickets. Get some change. All of y'all. Man, y'all come from a very talented family. Just go to the music hall. Fuck it. Y'all can have chicken. You know, whatever. I'll buy some Frank's Red Hot. You better believe I'm coming to this laptop. I get all of y'all in one room. I'm recording that shit. Oh, shit. I be the main one. Hey, y'all don't know me. I would lie. Yeah, I'm your third cousin, Sam. You know, I'm a stepkid. Don't even worry about me. I'm just in the corner with this laptop.
Man, it's crazy. It's like I say, a family reunion back then, man, was you get the meat done, the kids playing, and then soon as the meat get done and get decorated and all that, my dad or whatever had a radio playing in the back of the window or whatever, and next thing you know, they hear a note, and they be like, that ain't. No, it ain't. That ain't. Like, my uncle would come in and be like, I know you want to leave.
There it is.
And then the next thing you know, they be like, you got to go up. You got to go. And then the whole.
It always takes that one.
Yeah.
It always takes that one, guy.
Man. And we mocked them. We used to make fun of them, having no idea that we would take it way more serious than they did. They were just having fun in the backyard. Now we over here talking about, yo, did we mix down track three?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But I mean, if you look at it in a rearview mirror type of way, look where it brought y'all. That same love, that same feeling y'all had just chilling. Now we got, you know, Hollywood over here.
Yeah,
all right.
Hollywood.
Let's just cut the bullshit.
That's
this
Hollywood.
Will be the last time he on this podcast because he gonna get a little gay assistant.
I like this thing.
Back in his mocha chai lattes. I'm never gonna see him again.
I like the feel with the shades, man. It feel good, man. It's like you just rock a set, throw the shades on, you kick back and you chill.
And that's where we lost him, right there.
Live music and everything going. Lights flashing.
Yep. We got to make an appointment just to say what's up.
Yeah. That's why I stay in the back.
I'm not staying in back. I'll stay.
You're on stage. Any other time you make his way on stage. This time I was surprised he sat back.
That's just my thrill to see my little brother, you know, spitting fire. I don't mean just spitting. He's spitting fire. And everybody else see name tags. I'm looking at a baby, man. I'm looking at a baby.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at a little dude I'm helping trying to walk. And he up there like giving it to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Every time I push record, I see that. You know, like I say, man, and you know.
That's a good. How you feel? Shit. I'm at you. Like, goddamn. I'm about to tear up and shit.
Right.
He giving a good ass speech.
But that's real, though, man. That's real.
Like, you got your shades on. We can't even see your emotion.
It's
real, man.
He
don't cry in the car. He don't cry in the car. Oh, yeah.
Word.
Man, F y'all.
Nah, but that's real, though, man.
Nah, he'll cry in the shower. He'll go home tonight. What? What's that noise? Nothing. We got leaky pipes.
What up, sir?
He'll cry in the shower. But goddamn, man, that's that's a good feeling.
It's the truth, man. Like I say, and we lost. Like I say, since we lost my mom. I don't know. It seemed like we took it a lot more serious, you know. Cause my mom, she could sing her ass off, and instead of taking it to a career, she decided to take care of us.
I see.
So you can imagine us if we decide to say, nah, that's all right, man. We be doing a disservice to my mom.
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? So this ain't gonna stop. I'm 39.
Not gonna make me cry, Beethoven. You not gonna make me cry. I'm fighting this shit hard. You not gonna make me cry, dog. You are
man.
Not
that's
gonna make me
bad.
Cry.
See, that's why I need to stay quiet, man. That's
speak your mind. I like that shit. You just ain't gonna. I'm just put it on Front Street. You ain't gonna get mine. Goddamn.
It's real talk. Like I said, it's a lot of stuff we gonna be doing. Even if we don't do albums, it's other stuff we gonna be doing. We talking about making careers like out of this, where not just a hip hop album. We talking like appearances of commercials, all that kind of stuff. I love underground hip hop, but at the same time. At my age, you start seeing a little bit more than just the underground part.
I see.
What I mean? I'm at the point
you
now.
You gotta convert. You gotta convert to the mainstream.
It's just my thing is, if this company is going to pay me $100,000 or whatever for one 2 minute song to sell a car. Okay, now I could take the money back, filter it back to what I really love.
Duh, I'm not ashamed of that one bit. You're not selling out. Look, I use another Detroit artist as a reference, like the Black Keys. 2 years ago, nobody gave a fuck about the Black Keys. I'd be the first to say it. No one gave a good goddamn about the Black Keys.
Wow.
They get on the what was it, like Toyota Touring or some shit. Everyone loves the Black Keys now. Oh, that's just bullshit.
Yeah.
That don't shit on any of their accomplishments or nothing. We just don't know it.
Right, right.
So, please, if you want to advertise for a Honda Civic, go ahead.
I say because people need to understand that it's great. I mean, it's great if you can maintain underground and still take your craft and sell it through, like I say, run it through corporate America for those purposes, like I say, selling cars or I don't know, refrigerators, I don't know. But all I'm saying, if you can take that and benefit from it, great, do it. My only issue is when it goes through the radio stations and all that other kind of stuff, and it gets over and over and over and over, and everybody thinks that's all that's there. That's my only problem. That's my only problem. That there's way more hip hop than what people are hearing on a day to day rotation, and I think America, no, I'm sorry, I think the world is being robbed of what kind of art is out there for hip-hop music. They don't understand it because these labels and these radio stations are in heavy rotation of what the label is saying, well, this is what we want to sell and we got to make this money.
Jesus, look, I can talk about this all day long, but it's only our show. Right. I gotta cut it. I don't want to.
I appreciate you even stopping me, man. I was just minding my business.
No, throw your shit out. Where can people hit you up? Twitter, Facebook. Yes. What you got?
They can hit me up at Black Beethoven Twitter. And by the way, Beethoven, I did it on purpose. Beethoven is only spelled with one E. It's B-E-T-H-O-V-E-N.
All right, check it. I follow on Twitter, so you just take it from mine. Just Black Beethoven on Twitter. Name tag is just straight up what it is. Name tag on Twitter.
And Gmail, too. Gmail.
Throw it out.
Not Gmail, but Google. It's all the same.
And all of this will be on the fan page, the Facebook fan page, Facebook.com/ Just Talking With Sam. Man, you know you come back on the show, right?
Like, I'll be glad to.
I'm throwing it out there. You coming back.
I'll be honored, man.
Dog, I wish I had more time just to break down a lot of the other shit, but until next week, I'm sorry. I gotta leave people wanting more.
Hey, man, but they understand what Detroit is doing, and that's all that matters. All
right, well, guys, I gotta cut it off. You can always hit me up on the Facebook page, Facebook.com/ Just Talking With Sam, or just go to samshownation.com. All your info that you need, Twitter, Facebook, whatever's coming up. Beethoven, dog, thanks.
Thanks
so
sir.
Much. Tag had to go do his thing.
Yeah.
We get it? Hit him up on Twitter. Name tag on Twitter. Rest of the information on the page. I will catch y'all next week. I'll holler at y'all.
Peace.
Hey, I hope y'all enjoyed that. And if y'all stuck in this long, you are magnanimous people. Because I admit, it was a little noisy. But here's some good information that you probably missed. You can always talk to Nametag at... Hit him up on Twitter at... Nametag on Twitter. It's that simple. And Black Beethoven, it's spelled with one E. Black Beethoven on Twitter. And the rest of their information, we will make sure we put on the Facebook fan page. I wanted to say thanks again, sticking with us with the server problems and listening this far. It was a bit noisy. I hope you adjust your listening device so you could hear us. As always, you can get us at samshownation.com, me on Twitter at samshow11. Until then, I will see y'all next week.